Well, good morning. 2017. We always have a sense of, I hope always, a sense of renewed hope, renewed opportunity when we come to a new year. In several of you have mentioned this morning already about reading through the Bible in a year, and I do believe that's a good thing. But I would like to up the ante a little bit, not only read through the Bible, but as you read, and Lee said something about studying, as you read, make sure that your goal is not to read the Bible. My goal needs to be to learn who is Jesus. Who is God? What is God's character? In John 5:39, it says, "Search the Scriptures." This is Jesus talking, and he's talking to the Pharisees who were very good at knowing the Scriptures, at knowing the law, at following all the rituals and customs. He said, "Search the Scriptures, for in them, in the Scriptures, ye think ye have eternal life. And they are they which testify of me. And ye will not come to me that ye might have life." So while reading the Scripture is good and commendable and necessary, don't ever get to where you feel like reading the Scriptures is your source of life. We come to Jesus for life. The Scriptures reveal Him to us. So anyways, that was free. Joy. Theme 2017 is joy. And we've asked for some input on this, and hopefully you can... We've had some good things shared, and hopefully we can incorporate some of those through the year. For today, what I did, I did a search on the word joy. And I tried to look up each reference to get enough of a background to know that I'm not using it out of context. And what I did was I gave, we're not going to use all the words, the word joy appears in the King James Version 165 times. So we're not going to go to all of those, but the ones that I thought we could use with the proper perspective or the proper context, I gave a little bit of an example and the verse. For instance, our first one is, bringing an offering brings joy. 1 Chronicles 29:9 says, "Then the people rejoiced, for that they offered willingly, because with perfect heart they offered willingly to the Lord. And David the king also rejoiced with great joy." So I have a whole bunch of these I want to read this morning. It's going to take some effort for you to stay engaged and this not to become monotonous, because we're going to be going through a lot of one-liners. There's a few here where we're going to be talking a little more. But I have a whole list of things here that bring joy if we do them. And it was interesting to me to think that I believe that if we can, in most of these, we can say, like for instance, bringing an offering brings joy. I think we can also say refusing to bring an offering robs us of joy. So in seeing these things that bring joy, realize that there's also the opposite that would rob us of joy. The second one is defeating our enemies brings joy. Now that doesn't sound very Christian, does it? Defeating our enemies brings joy. 2 Chronicles 20:27. "Then they returned, every man of Judah and Jerusalem and Jehoshaphat in the forefront of them, to go again to Jerusalem with joy, for the Lord had made them to rejoice over their enemies." Esther 8:16, "The Jews had light and gladness and joy and honor." This is after they had defeated Haman and those that sought to destroy the Jews. Esther 8:17, "In every province and every city, whithersoever the king's commandment and his decree came, the Jews had joy and gladness, a feast and a good day. And many of the people of the land became Jews, for the fear of the Jews fell upon them." And then in chapter 9, verse 22, "As the days wherein the Jews rested from their enemies, and the month which was turned unto them from sorrow to joy, and from mourning into a good day, that they should make them days of feasting and joy, and of sending portions one to another, and gifts to the poor. Psalms 27:6 says, And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me, therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Isaiah 61:1, The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. I'm sorry, I see my format got messed up here. Each one of these has the reference and that for each verse, but I guess that's all right. Verse 3, To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Now what I'd like for us to see is, triumphing over our enemies brings joy, but who are our enemies? And now we are in the New Testament, where we no longer wrestle against flesh and blood. In Ephesians 6:12-13, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. If we're going to have a joyful 2017, we're going to have to live this year having taken the armor of God and living in victory over our enemies. And again, our enemies are not people. Our enemies are principalities and powers. The joy of the wicked is short-lived. Job 20:4-5. Knowest thou not this of old, since man was placed upon earth, that the triumphing of the wicked is short, and the joy of the hypocrite but for a moment? I guess I don't know how to say this any plainer. But you know if you're a hypocrite. And I don't mean you know if you fail sometimes. You know if you're trying to hide who you really are. You know if you're trying to put on a front. And you know if you're just doing church because what will people say if I don't? And there may be a level of satisfaction in hiding or in trying to blend in or trying to be good enough to get by. But it is short-lived and it is not joy. Last time I preached, I talked about surrender. And you know, that looks big, that looks hard, that looks difficult. But I've come to realize, I told you I gave that form, that thing you could sign. I've come to realize that as I have that hanging there on my mantle over my desk, there's a sense in which that battle has been won. And it doesn't look as big anymore. In fact, there's a reassurance of whose side I'm on. The joy of the wicked is short-lived. Trusting in and being defended by God brings joy. Psalms 5:11, But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. Romans 15:13, Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. 1 Peter 1:7-8. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, ye love. Though now ye see him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. I forgot I was going to mention children. I don't have children's notes this morning. I wasn't quite sure how to put what I'm this format into children's notes. A challenge maybe would be to write down something that surprises you, something you wouldn't have thought of that brings joy, or maybe make a list of things that would surprise you. Being in God's presence brings joy. Psalm 16, 8 through 11. I have set the Lord always before me. Because He is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For Thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt Thou suffer Thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In Thy presence is fullness of joy. At Thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. 1 John 1:3-4. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may know. I'm sorry, I moved that before I should have. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. Being in God's presence, fellowshipping with God, brings joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Psalm 21:1, the King shall joy in thy strength, O Lord, and in thy salvation how greatly shall he rejoice. Nehemiah 8:10, then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. That's a thought I've had from time to time. If I'm feeling tired, if I'm feeling down, where's the joy? If I have the joy of the Lord is my strength. Am I tired because I'm not taking time to be in His presence, to enjoy the joy of the Lord? Being led and accepted of God brings joy. Psalm 43:3-4. O send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me into thy holy hill, into thy tabernacles. Then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp will I praise thee, O God, my God. Knowing God's salvation and forgiveness brings joy. Psalm 51:7-15. Purge me with hyssop. This here is when David had sinned with Bathsheba. He was in a mess and he knew it. And we see here again, going back to what I said about the joy of the wicked being short-lived. There was a time when David thought, I've got it figured out. This is what it's all about. And then he says, when Nathan comes to him and says, thou art the man. And David just crumbled. And here we see where repentance and coming into God's forgiveness and God's salvation and laying hold on eternal life brings joy. Purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. And then Isaiah 12:2-3. Behold, God is my salvation, I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. I guess what I want everyone to see here this morning is that joy is attainable and joy is accessible to all of us. We do not have to live in defeat. We're going to have ups and downs. We're going to have good days and bad days. But underneath it all, there can be that underlying joy that carries us through. And if I realize, you know what, I'm not experiencing joy, we can go and we can look. Am I doing this? Am I doing this? Why do I not have joy? Where is my relationship with God? Am I investing on my end to where I should be receiving joy? Speaking appropriately brings joy. Proverbs 15:23, a man hath joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, how good is it? Boy, if this isn't one, that the opposite is true. How often have we gotten in trouble by what we've said? Or how often have we looked back at a situation and said, if only I had said this, or I am so glad I did say this. Speaking appropriately brings joy. For the righteous, and again, and that is an important qualifier, for the righteous, justice brings joy. Proverbs 21:15, it is joy to the just to do judgment, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. A wise son brings joy. And again, this is a very painful thing. An unwise son does not bring joy. Proverbs 23:24, the father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begetteth a wise child shall have joy of him. Those of you who are fathers, I see several of you nodding your head. Anyone who is a father was or is a son. Many of you are still sons and not fathers. You have much power to bring joy or to bring pain to your parents. I challenge you to be a wise son. Redemption brings joy. Isaiah 35:10, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Isaiah 51:11, therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. 52:9, break forth into joy, sing together, ye waste places of Jerusalem. For the Lord hath comforted his people, he hath redeemed Jerusalem. Redemption brings joy. God joys over us. I'll probably never forget the first time I heard his valuator shared Zephaniah 3:17. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. And he used the illustration, I've shared it before, I believe, but he used the illustration of a father dancing around the living room with his child and singing to his child and joying over his child. And that's God and you. He will rejoice over you with joy. He will joy over thee with singing. A repentant sinner brings heaven joy. Luke 15:1-7, then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Somehow we buy into the lie, or Satan is very good at presenting the lie, that if I have sinned, or going back to being a hypocrite, if I've been covering things up, and I come out and tell people, I'm going to be embarrassed, God's going to be angry, God already knows. It says here, when he found that sheep, he didn't just go and beat on it with his cane and say, why in the world? You know, he was not that way. He was glad. He laid it on his shoulders. He brought it home, and there was rejoicing. A repentant sinner brings heaven joy. Desiring and seeing God's kingdom brings joy. Our theme last year was the kingdom of God. Matthew 2, really, I really saw some things here last week in our Sunday school lesson that I had not noticed before. Well, let's just go ahead and read that. Matthew 2, verse 10. When they saw the star, this is the wise men, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Matthew 13, 44. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof, because it's so worth it, he goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. Luke 2, verse 10. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Acts 8, 5 through 8 says, Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them. And many taken with palsies and that were lame were healed. And there was great joy in that city. Acts 15, 3, And being brought on their way by the church, they passed through Phoenix and Samaria, declaring the conversion of the Gentiles, and they caused great joy unto all the brethren. Hearing, desiring, and seeing God's kingdom brings joy. Now I would like to contrast that, what I said about seeing things in Matthew. Notice the difference in the response of the wise men who had seen the star, and Herod and the rest of Jerusalem. Now when Jesus was born, verses 1 through 3, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. You see a sense of expectancy and a sense of a desire, thy kingdom come. They were looking for the king of the Jews. Herod wanted to be the king of the Jews. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And then verses 9 through 11, when they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. What do you think, how do you feel when someone says, in order for you to be a Christian, you must surrender to the Lordship of Christ? Does that trouble you? Or does that bring you joy? Whose kingdom am I worried about? The difference in the wise men is they were not worried about their kingdom. They were looking for a king, and they came and worshipped. Herod did not want to lose his kingdom, and he sought the king to destroy him. They both heard the same message. They both heard the same message from about the same person. Some were glad. Some were troubled. What does the gospel cause in your heart? Does it cause trouble? Or does it cause joy? It all depends whose kingdom you're looking for. Hearing and receiving the word brings joy. Matthew 13:20. But he that received the seed into stony places, the same as he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it. Now we know the rest of the story, that the one in stony places did not last long because he did not, his soil wasn't prepared. But when he heard it and received it, it brought joy. The knowledge of the resurrection brings joy. Matthew 28, and the angel verses 5-8. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. I just imagine that just bubbling over inside. How undescribable. They went to anoint a dead body, and instead there's someone saying, no, you remember all those hopes and dreams you had? They're still valid. They're still real. He is risen. Go tell his disciples. They did not believe a lie. This is real. And they were full of joy, great joy. Being used of God brings joy. Luke 1:13-14. This is when Zacharias is in the temple and the angel came to him. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John, and thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. Being used of God brings joy. Obedience and knowing God's love brings joy. John 15:9-11. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love. Even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Asking of God and receiving brings joy. John 16:24. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Here's an odd one. Being rejected for Christ and the gospel's sake brings joy. Matthew 5:11-12. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Acts 13:50-52. It's interesting. 52, the response. But the Jews stirred up the devout and honorable women and the chief men of the city, and raised persecution against Paul and Barnabas, and expelled them out of their coast. But they shook off the dust of their feet against them, and came into Iconium. It doesn't say they went and they were discouraged. It doesn't say they went and said, I can't believe how those people are. It says, and the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost. Finishing well brings joy. Acts 20:24. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. God's Spirit living and working within me produces joy. 2 Corinthians 8:1-2. Moreover, brethren, do you to wit of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, how that in a great trial of affliction and the abundance of their joy, that was from the grace of God bestowed upon them, and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. The abundance of their joy and their deep poverty Does that sound like you, me? Deep poverty, abundance of affliction, and abundance of joy. Abounded into the riches of their liberality. Galatians 5:22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. Being in agreement brings joy. And I believe this applies to being in agreement with Christ and also in being in agreement with each other. Philippians 2:1-2, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, cause me joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Here's another one that you might not have put on your list. Sacrificing for others. I should have probably put sacrificing for others. Well, let me see if I can explain this. Sacrificing for others and seeing them grow brings joy. And this is another one where there's a clear opposite. We're sacrificing for others and investing in them and getting no results can cause a lot of discouragement. You see over and over again in Paul's letters where he says, I rejoice. Well, we're going to look at a few of them here. He rejoiced over the people that he had invested in and saw them grow. Philippians 2:14-18. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I... So this is where Paul is saying, because you do these things, I may rejoice in the day of Christ that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. For the same cause also do ye joy and rejoice with me. Philippians 4:1. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. He called them His joy and His crown. 1 Thessalonians 2:19-20. For what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at His coming? For ye are our glory and joy. I want you to imagine that you're around the throne. And I know we're not there to get glory for ourselves. I know we're not there We don't serve the Lord to earn points. But I want you to imagine that you see someone before the throne with their hands raised and they're worshiping God. And you know that they're there because you shared the gospel with them. You can remember, and I don't know what it's going to be like in heaven, but you can remember back to the day where something happened between you and them that turn them towards the kingdom. My joy and crown are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at His coming. Our joy and crown. 1 Thessalonians 3:6-9. But now when Timotheus came from you unto us, and brought us good tidings of your faith and charity. Notice that what happened to Paul when he heard from Timotheus of their faith and charity. And that ye have good remembrance of us always, desiring greatly to see us, as we also to see you. Therefore, brethren, we were comforted over you in all our affliction and distress by your faith. For now we live, if ye stand fast in the Lord. For what thanks can we render to God again for you? For all the joy wherewith we joy for your sakes before God. It's because of you and because of your faithfulness that I can joy. Hebrews 13:17. Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves. For they watch for your souls as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. 3 John 1:4, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. I'd like for you to stand. My prayer for each one of you, and maybe my appeal to each one of you, I want you to be able to look forward to 2017 with hope, with a sense of anticipation, and with a sense of joy. And I would like to read Isaiah 55:1-13. And I want to read that as a prayer and as a challenge to each one of you. Isaiah 55, Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Now remember, this is God talking. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Lord, I just come to you this morning. I thank you, Lord, for the gift of joy. I thank you, Lord, for the joy that's available to each one of us. I thank you, Lord, for the accessibility that you give us to yourself, to your spirit, and to the life that produces joy. I pray for each one here, Lord. I pray that you would give each one of us the ability to see just what might be robbing us of joy, what might be hindering our joy. Lord, I just pray for real clarity, for conviction, for assurance, for whatever's needed, Lord. I pray that you work in each one of our hearts. We bless you. We commit ourselves to you. We commit this year to you. And I just pray your blessing on each one here. Go with us. Keep us. Help us, Lord, to understand and to grow in your joy this year. We thank you. We bless you. And we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.